From the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, July 3rd, 2020, here are three big things you need to know. Three, this summer, AAA forecast Americans will take 700 million trips. Based on economic indicators and state reopenings, that number down 15% compared to last July through September, the first decline in summer travel since 2009. Two, the NFL is planning to play what's known as the Black National Anthem before Week 1 games this season, in addition to, you know, the actual national anthem. The league's also discussing special decals and patches to honor the movement. Will that affect your enjoyment of the actual games? And number one, a Henry Ford Health System study shows the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine helps lower the death rate of COVID-19 patients. Officials say the study found the drug significantly decreased the death rate of patients involved in the analysis. Could it be a breakthrough? Well, it's at least helpful. And that's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show today. Thanks for joining us. Phil Kirpin coming up this hour. David Thomas Roberts, CEO of Telegistics. Talk about a new age of enlightenment, as he writes about over at townhall.com. Lots to come in this hour. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And start this hour with a peek into the world of sports. You may have heard, I know Brock has had this during his sportscasts, FedEx now putting pressure on the Washington Redskins owner, Daniel Snyder, to change the name of the team. And the fact that this is sort of being tied in with the Black Lives Matter movement, what this has become is not addressing the initial concerns. That's still out there, of course, but it's now become an excuse to address every little check mark, everything on the checklist of the liberal laundry list of things they want to see change. Statues coming down, Jefferson, Washington, you know, erased. The Washington Redskins name changed. It's just a checklist at this point. That's what it is. Will it change? Will Dan Snyder? He doesn't have to. He's, you know, privately owns the franchise. It's up to Dan Snyder. But getting pressure from your biggest sponsor, I mean, the team's field is called FedEx Field, could put an additional, well, could put some additional pressure on him to act. We'll see. Meanwhile, this first reported by ESPN, the NFL plans to play the Black National Anthem before Week 1 games. A song called Lift Every Voice and Sing, traditionally known as the Black National Anthem, is expected to be performed live or played before every Week 1 NFL game. The NFL also considering a variety of other measures during the upcoming season to recognize victims of police brutality. The song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, would be performed before the Star Spangled Banner, so says a source with the NFL. NFL and the NFL Players Association also considering listing the names of victims on uniforms through decals on helmets or patches on jerseys. They also might produce educational programs about victims, among other plans for the league. They're donating $250 million to social justice over the next 10 years. So at least during the Week 1 games, you might hear this song, Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem played before the actual national anthem at NFL games. If they do it for a week, will they continue through the season? Could be some pressure to do that, I suppose, right? Now, just when you think the whole thing's gone mad, listen to this. This is such an interesting soundbite. It's a little long, but you'll want to hear the whole thing. Marcellus Wiley, co-hosts a show called Speak for Yourself on FS1, Fox Sports 1, played 10 years in the NFL, drafted by the Buffalo Bills, really a good player. And he co-hosts this show called Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1, FS1. Asked the question by his African-American black co-host about this idea by the NBA to paint BLM, Black Lives Matter, on the floor of their facilities in Orlando. Here's what Marcellus Wiley thinks. The question, do you think it's a good idea, Marcellus?
It's not a good idea. I do want to give the players credit for their flex to even get this to be more than just an idea, but something that's going to be in reality. I give the players that. But there's a problem with when you start to go down this road of the freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and how much social space is allowed for those who don't support in that same space. And that's where I wonder where this is going to go in terms of identity politics. We know what identity politics does. It divides and it polarizes. No matter how you want to look at it, that's just the effect of it, no matter how great the intentions are. And we all know the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So it's an interesting play right here. I don't know how many people really look into the mission statement of Black Lives Matter, but I did. And when you look into it, there's a couple things that jump out to me. And I'm a Black man who's been Black, and my life has mattered since 1974. And this organization was founded in 2013. I'm proud of you. But I've been fighting this fight for me and for others a lot longer. Two things. My family structure is so vital and important to me. Not only the one I grew up in, but the one I'm trying to create right now. Being a father and a husband, that's my mission in life right now. How do I reconcile that, what I just told you, with this mission statement that says, quote, we dismantle the patriarchal practice. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. When I know statistics, when I know my reality, forget statistics. I knew this before I even went to Columbia and saw these same statistics that I'm going to read to you right now. That children from single parent homes versus two parent homes. The children from the single parent homes, this is in 1995, I was reading this. 5 times more likely to commit suicide. 6 times more likely to be in poverty. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. 14 times more likely to commit rape. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. And 32 times more likely to run away from home. I knew that. You know why I knew it? Because a lot of my friends didn't have family structures that were nuclear like mine. And they found themselves outside of their dreams and goals and aspirations. So when I see that, or as a mission statement for Black Lives Matter, it makes me scratch my head. When I also see their mission is to eradicate white supremacy. In 2020, white supremacy is the mission. Woo, that's a lot of digging through minutia right there. I am on a show that I'm hosting along with another Black guy who is hosting with me, who replaced another Black guy. And that's just one example of it. So I understand. I respect your space. I respect what you're protesting for. But will you respect others who don't support that same protest?
Marcellus Wiley on Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports One. That was fantastic. How often have you heard anyone in the mainstream media dig into the mission statement? There is one. The mission statement of Black Lives Matter. It's right there in black and white. Marcellus Wiley, a former NFL player who hosts a sports show, did disrupt the nuclear family structure. It's right there in the mission statement of Black Lives Matter, which the NBA and perhaps the NFL will go to the wall now to support. Marcellus Wiley actually does the research and tells you what's in there and why it might not be such a great idea. Fox Sports One, Speak for Yourself and Marcellus Wiley. That was a good 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Well, well worth hearing. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. so I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.